Thousands of unnecessary prescriptions are being written for Australians with coughs and colds, adding to the growing threat of superbugs. Today, the Australian Commission on Safety and Quality in Healthcare is releasing the most comprehensive study yet into the problem. It shows that almost half the population was prescribed antibiotics in 2014, often unnecessarily. Meredith Griffiths reports.
The Australian Commission on Safety and Quality in Healthcare has taken the most comprehensive look yet at the use of antibiotics around the country. The Commission's senior medical advisor, Professor John Turnage, says the prescription rate in 2014 was high.
We realised with some shock that half of all of Australians had taken a course of antibiotics in the community, and we went, that can't be right. We know at least half of them are not going to need it because they're viral infections. And they're going to get better by themselves. And all that's going to happen is that the patient's going to take a course of antibiotics and get side effects.
The report shows that more than 50% of people with colds and other upper respiratory tract infections were prescribed antimicrobial drugs. Many also took them for tonsillitis, sinusitis and middle ear infection, even though the report says antibiotics should be the exception, not the rule for those conditions.
So I think the important thing to understand is when you take a course of antibiotics, the bugs that you carry with you normally will have an opportunity to change to become resistant. And one of the other things that can also happen is a kind of microbiological vacuum. So the bugs are knocked down and other resistant bacteria that people carry that you come into contact with, you'll be able to pick up.
He says that could explain the rise of golden staph in the community when it has been declining in hospitals. Another superbug of concern is one known as VRE, which Professor Turnage says has really taken off in the past few years.
It's that kind of bug that won't trouble people in the community, but the sick patients in hospital who are having lots of intravenous lines and in intensive care under cancer chemotherapy, are having complex intra-abdominal surgery. Those are the kinds of patients who are going to get serious infections with this organism, which is very hard to treat.
The report shows that rates of resistant E. coli are slowly creeping up, but Professor Turnage says they're still quite low in Australia because access to certain antibiotics is tightly controlled. Professor Karen Thursky from the National Centre for Antimicrobial Resistance says the overuse of antibiotics is a big public health concern.
If Australia continues to have high rates of unnecessary antibiotics, we really are facing a future without viable therapeutic options for their serious infections. We need antibiotics to be able to do our important surgeries and our cancer treatments. We need to conserve which antibiotics we're using and use them well.
She hopes the report will lead to new guidelines to stop so many antibiotics being used and reduce the likelihood of more superbugs developing.
Meredith Griffiths reporting.